Isaiah chapter 9, we'll start here, then we'll go further into the New Testament. Why you ain't pray? Father, I know you always hear us when we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Some of y'all pray too long anyway. Long prayers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Do this and this and that. He said, you do it. Father, do this. No, you do it. Tonight's message is called Maintain the Mystery. Most of the time, we lose as Christians because we're a bit braggadocious. We're a bit loud. We're a bit pushy sometimes. I'm excited to be saved. How many of y'all excited to be saved? I'm excited.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. I mean, it's not that you can't be excited about it. But I think sometimes you keep giving away the plays. We give away the divine plan. And so because we give the plan away, we can never make progress because there's always a stoppage. Has there ever been something God told you and you knew there was God, you knew, and like you felt it in your heart, you knew it was him, and you knew if you made a couple steps that was going to be him, it was going to come through, but then it didn't come through? Mm-hmm. And it seemed like you met some strong opposition, maybe stronger opposition than you ever met before in your life. Yes, because sometimes you divulge the plan to the enemy. Maintain the mystery. Come on, say maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Come on, say it again. Say maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
I'll say it again. Maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
You know, if you're a sports fan, then you understand. Anybody watch any football games?
No.
You see those guys on the sideline with those headphones on and they're talking and they're, you ever see the ones they put it over their mouth when they're doing the plays or whatever? Well, there's a reason they do that. There's a reason that nobody announces over the large speaker they about to run left. There's a reason that there's a secrecy there. There's a reason that there's a concealing there. There's a reason. Because we don't want the enemy to know which way we're running. If you know I'm running left, they're going to stack left. You know I'm running right, they're going to stack right. You know I'm about to throw a bomb, they're going to put everybody in the back. Right? Because they know the plays already. They already know the moves that you're going to make. Us in Christianity, a lot of times, that's the truth. They already know the moves you're going to make. The devil been here longer than you. Way longer. He know the Bible better than you. He done read it from front to back, back to front to back. Still can't figure it out. But he read it from front to back, back to front to back. Still can't figure it out. Front to back. Can't get no revelation, but he read it from front to back. So he know all your go-tos. Everybody say maintain the mystery.
Maintain the mystery.
Come on, say it again. Say maintain the mystery.
Maintain the mystery.
I understand you're born again, so I know you want everybody in your office to know that you're the saved one. I'm the Christian. I'm the Christian on this campus. Shut up for a quick second.
Yeah.
Take some notes from Jesus. You want to take some notes from Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Now, don't judge me right now. Don't judge me. Well, I'm not supposed to profess. Calm down. Your actions should speak louder than what you're saying anyway. I'm a Christian. How many people you raised up?
Come on.
That's how you lay your hands on somebody at work and they got healed on the spot.
Come on, sir.
Come on, let's do the tally. Last time somebody didn't have lunch and you multiplied your bread. I'm just trying to say, because we got this, I am a C-H-R-I-S-T-I. We got that down. We know that song good. Power. Ephesians 3:20 talks about the power that works in you. Why did he put the power in you? 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is. Where? Why did he put it on the inside? What scripture we're going to go to in a minute. I just want to give a quick jump. He said, they're not going to say, lo here, lo there. No, the kingdom of God is. Why did he put the ways on the inside? Why did he put the power on the inside? Why is greater is he on the inside? So we can be loud, and we can say a lot of things and think we're getting a lot of things done, and we're giving the plays away. Joseph ain't had to go through all he had to go through, but he told a dream. Well, it was the Lord. I don't know if it was the Lord's will. I really don't know. I mean, it worked out, thank God. At least we know how to make it through the struggle. But sometimes you make life harder for yourself by divulging the dream. I heard this. He said, if you profess what you confess, you'll reach protest. Then it'll be a harder contest. You keep saying what you're confessing. You keep telling everybody what's going on. Every time you get a dream, you told somebody else a dream. That's why the dream ain't come to pass. Because you can tell your Christian friend. And they'll protest. They might be the best protesters. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Everybody say maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Come on, say it again. Say maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Come on, say it again. Maintain the mystery.
Maintain the mystery.
If you don't maintain the mystery, it's no longer a mystery. If you tell everybody, it ain't a secret. You trying to tell me I ain't? No, tell people about Jesus. But tell them in your actions. We didn't talk enough, y'all.
Amen.
We didn't talk, we didn't scream, we didn't holler. We got the t-shirts, been there, to all that. Now it's time for some power. And the power is concealed on the inside. Jesus was the greatest. Jesus, the life of Jesus was the greatest trick play ever. I'm gonna show you something God did. Go to Isaiah chapter 9. We just finished celebrating Christmas. I hope y'all had a good Christmas. I did. If anybody follow me on Snapchat and thing, y'all saw I was dancing in the kitchen. Apostle was dancing, mama was dancing, everybody was dancing in the kitchen. We had the whole family dancing in the kitchen. So we had a real good time on Monday. We enjoyed Isaiah chapter 9. I don't know if I got the right place. Let me make sure. I'll be writing stuff down. Hold on. Yep. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And it starts to describe, talking about Jesus here, prophecy ahead of time. Verse 6, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Anybody ever heard this before?
Yeah.
All right. And it says what? All right, cool. "And the name should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Verse 7. Government. "And upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment, with justice, from henceforth forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." So now I'm looking at this and say, the government going to be on his shoulders. He's going to have the throne of David.
Right.
Call him the Prince of Peace. When you hear the words, you know, we know presidents and senators and congressmen, right? And mayors and governors. We know those words, right? Well, this is because we're Western culture and because we modern culture, whatever. But in those days, the king was like the president. It was a political thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you hear the word government, well, you hear that now. That's political, ain't it?
Yeah.
And why you're looking for the government to change stuff now, it ain't changing nothing, right? Government, prince, king, all these different things, it gives an idea of a public figure.
Yep.
It gives the idea that we about to drop this new king, or the throne of David, the throne. See, a throne was a political thing.
Amen.
Because the throne was where the king sat.
Yeah.
It was the position for the leader, whoever was going on. They were on the throne. So now you're looking for the leader in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're looking for this well-sharpened, politically spoken, well-spoken, somebody that daddy was a politician now, and his daddy was a politician. And so now, of course, he's going to be the one that's going to save us. How long we been voting looking for a savior? Looking for some entertainer, somebody famous, somebody to do something special to save us. So now, here we go. We're looking for this politician. We're looking for this king, this polished king to come. So you got to come from a prestigious name. You don't just be a king because you want to be a king. You got to come from a king line. So now physically, Doug, that we're looking We're looking. This is Isaiah right here. We can go all the way back. Go to Luke chapter 1. Go. Luke chapter 1 or Luke chapter 2. Flip over. This is a prophecy. So now, this is the story that they've been carrying throughout history. This is the one they've been using. That's the story. All right, listen. It don't matter how bad it get right now, God said he's going to send us a king. And he's going to come in here, and he's going to take the throne back, and he's going to set all the policy, because that's government. He's going to set all the policy on our behalf. And then once again, us, the children of Israel, are going to reign again. That's what they thought. Because at a particular time, the children of Israel, when we go in Luke, this particular time in the New Testament, they have fallen from grace. They were no longer the great people that were crossing the Red Sea and doing all these other things that they were doing with all these miracle signs and wonders. Now they're just sitting there waiting for somebody to come and save them. All right. So now if this is the prophecy that we're waiting on, then we're waiting on a king. We're waiting on this guy from a great place who's from all this prestigious family, who's coming looking a certain way to come in and take over the government and change all the policy on our behalf. Lord Jesus. So they call it sleight of hand. Yeah. Are y'all familiar with sleight of hand? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll get you to look over here and I can do what I want with this one. Mm-hmm. Right? If I get you to look over here, I can do what I want with this one. Yeah. Well, God, man, God is amazing. God's amazing. It's the greatest sleight of hand I've ever seen. So now you're looking to the hills looking for the king to come. Is he the one? You know there's going to be a child born, right? Because they say there's going to be a child born. But now you're looking for this political figure. And here God comes talk to the virgin girl. And then they're from Nazareth. And you're not familiar with Nazareth. Are you familiar with the hood? Can I get an amen? If you're familiar with the hood, then you're familiar with Nazareth. Nazareth was a lowly town, so they called it. It was a lowly town. You ever heard the statement Philip asked one time, he said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yeah, that's why they said that. It wasn't like no little cool thing for you. No. He was really saying, like, ain't nothing good ever came out of Nazareth. And he from Nazareth? So here's God, and he's going to drop off the Savior of the world in the hood to an unmarried girl. Come on, y'all. I got to hit y'all. She pregnant. Oh. Apostle talking about that son. He started going off talking about how we got to love people. I'm sure Mary got some shunning. We think the modern day church is something. Boy, back in that time, yeah, you put on this shirt and you go sit over there. Yeah, no, you get up. You're going to live over in that side because you can't be over here. Something wrong with you. Right? At least we can duck in a little bit. Right? No. Put this shirt on and go over there. You're a disgrace. So now God, the Almighty, the Most High, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Father, the Great One, the Creator, decides to drop. Everybody say, maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Come on, say it again. Say, maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Come on, say it again. Say, maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
God Almighty, now it's time to bring the child into the world. It's time. They drop off to an unmarried girl. Virgin girl. Thank God the Bible told us that, right? So we're like, well, she's still a little moral, right? But virgin girl. But who going to believe that? Who going to believe she know not a man? Y'all, right now, see, this is what we do. Bible is hindsight, so we be like, yeah, amen. And we take it normal. She's a virgin girl, but she had Jesus because the Holy. No, you know, right now, somebody walk in here and say, I'm pregnant, but I'm a virgin. We're going to get in the huddle. What y'all think? I think she tripping. Y'all already know. So can you imagine? And we've never heard anything like this before. So here's God, the Almighty God. Right, with the master plan, right? He didn't get out the screaming and nope. He dropped Jesus off in a young virgin. He could have got a procedure to somebody from somewhere else. Somebody that been praying a long time. Or somebody that was of high bloodline, whatever that means. He dropped off to a little virgin girl in the hood. She was engaged, but she wasn't married yet. And then Started giving instructions of where they need to go. Started telling them where to go to have the baby and tell them how to handle things and duck them off. Now, they didn't go to the Four Seasons. Well, I got the King of Kings in here, though. See, now we find us, because if you got the King of Kings on the inside of you, you saw an angel, you about to tell everybody you saw the angel. Y'all know it's the truth. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. I know it's going to hurt a little bit, but I don't care. We'll smile after. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
You know if you saw an angel and the angel told you you was going to have them, you was about to go tell everybody. Yeah. Just gave up the mystery.
Yeah. Right. Wow. Right.
You're going to walk in. Well, I got the King of King on the inside of me, literally. Open up those doors and give me the best room you have. You know who's inside my belly? Maintain the mystery. Because if you don't maintain your mystery, you'll cut off the plan before it's planned. Y'all get it? You abort the baby before it comes. Many of our manifestations have been aborted because we just said too much. We talk too much about it. Many of our witness has been killed because we walked in screaming Jesus.
Amen.
You know, when somebody says proclaim the name of Jesus, it doesn't mean shout out Jesus. How many times have we done that? With no avail. See, the name is the character. So push the character. No, y'all ain't hearing me right now. And that's okay. I'll say it again, Ms. Gloria. I'll say it again. Push the character. Everybody say, push the character.
Yeah.
Everybody say, proclaim the character.
Yeah.
Everybody say, preach the character.
That's good.
Jesus didn't tell, go you know all the world and preach the gospel. You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
He didn't say, go you know all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus.
Nope.
Go read your Bible. Nope. I read my Bible. He didn't go in there and say, y'all go preach the gospel of Jesus. Go tell everybody that I love them. He didn't tell you to do that. He said, preach the gospel. You look at the word gospel. Gospel means good news. And what's the good news to anybody that ain't got no good news? Whatever it is that they ain't got good news about, if you're broke, you ain't got to be broke. Gospel.
Yes, yes.
Preach. Everybody say preach.
Preach.
Look, right. You're sick. You don't have to be sick. You can get up from there. Good news. Gospel.
Yep.
You get it? And then you don't have to, has anybody, I just got to deal with this. Has anybody, what just happens? This happens, and I'm not stunting about it. I'm not, and everybody feel it different ways, but I just know my mission. So a lot of times I meet people, and I meet new people. I met some new people today. When I meet people, they say, well, what you do? Well, I don't start throwing off all my reverends and my doctors. Well, my name is really Reverend Montrell Thompson, a.k.a. Dr. Montrell Thompson, a.k.a. Youth Pastor, Assistant Pastor Montrell Thompson. I'm down at the Word of Life Christian Center, 40066 Highway 22. I've been preaching for 20-something years, and I just have a doctorate degree. I don't. I'll tell them something like I do music. I say stuff like that. Yeah, I just write a little music. My witness, I just write a little music and hang out with my friends. I don't need all that.
Right.
I respect it, but I don't need all that.
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, y'all know this. As soon as you say something about Christian,
yeah.
Y'all feel me now, don't you?
Yeah.
Or something about Jesus. Well, it's a perfect time of year to talk about this because y'all been with y'all family, huh? Hey, come on, hey, man, you been with your family, huh?
Yeah.
Let me talk about all this Jesus. Or here she come again talking about all that Jesus. And now you can't even sit there and talk all that. You get it? And you reach some opposition, don't you?
Yeah.
Yep. Don't you? I'm not going to hide the name of Jesus. Okay, you keep doing what you're doing. And see how good that's going to work out for you. Can we take some notes from Jesus? Jesus ain't do that.
Right.
How you going to scream Jesus more than Jesus scream Jesus? How we do that? Why we do that? We didn't pick it up. Somebody told us to do it.
Yep.
Jesus come in there and say, don't go tell nobody.
Yeah.
Right. Jesus actually said, who do men say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
It's a legit question. Because he wasn't out there talking about, all right, listen, let me talk to y'all. Sit down. Now, I'm Jesus. I'm the Messiah. I'm the one you've been looking for. I'm the one that come to save the world. You should know this already, but just write it down in your pad. Keep it up, because I'm the one. He didn't say that. Who the men say that I am? He healed him and said, listen, just go and sin no more. He ain't say, all right. He ain't say, be healed in the name of me. Here's my card. Make sure you go tell everybody. Come on, y'all. Everybody say maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Come on, say it again. Maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Come on, say it again. Maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
You know, you can be excited about a thing without divulging the thing too much. And I'm not, we learn that, well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Just because you ain't saying that don't mean you shame. Are y'all understanding me? But we've been calling out the plays, Johnny. We've been calling out the plays too early. And so we've been getting interceptions and fumbles. And they've been stacking against us. The enemy been knowing the plays. Truth of the matter is, can I help you? Truth of the matter is, you are the mystery. Just like Jesus is a mystery. Come on, I'm finna tell you. They drop him off to a virgin girl in the hood. Told her to go hide. Baby born in a barn. This is the savior of the world. Well, God let all that happen? Yes, he did. Because he understands what's going on. Even when the wise men come to see Jesus, Herod said, well, I knew the prophecy too. Herod, y'all read your Bible? Y'all act like y'all know what I'm talking about right now. Herod, when the story, Herod say, he told the wise men, say, when y'all go over there, why don't y'all tell me where he at so I can come worship too?
Right.
Now, he's the king at the time. So it's a little different. It's a little different. A character is more assassinated now in current society, but back then they were just killing each other.
Right.
So I got to kill the next one that's supposed to be king so I can remain king.
Yeah.
So tell me where they at so I can come worship too. Don't that sound like the enemy?
Yeah.
And they got some wisdom and they found the baby and they said, you know what, we're going to go back another way. Because if we got some wisdom, we're going to maintain the... what we'd have done. The king called us in his court. Now we so excited to be in the king's court. We at the White House now. We so excited. Oh, take a picture. We so excited to be there. That they get all the information out of us. So we're gonna trek back to the White House. Yeah, Mr. President, I'm gonna be a good citizen. Listen, he's right over there on the corner. Just because you excited to be there. Stop. Last week, Apostle, talked about the mystery of wisdom. Wisdom is a mystery. Huh? It's a mystery. It'll manifest, but it's a mystery. You killed the manifestation by divulging the mystery. Why are babies, why do they grow on the inside? Why the baby don't grow and the embryo be on the outside and you got to keep putting coats over the baby that's growing on your body? Why that don't happen? Because it's... Same way with you. Same way with everything you believing for. Same thing with your witness. It's on the inside. The power is on the inside. Stop going around telling people how powerful you are and be powerful. I know for a fact, Doug. I know this for a fact. I, myself personally, do not have to go around saying how nice a person I am or how good I am to my friends. I don't have to do that. I just be that.
Yeah.
And what I am, amen.
Amen.
What I am speaks for me.
Yeah.
Somebody go in there and say, man, they got a guy named Troy down there, man. Listen, when I was going through that, man, I had cancer in my body. He prayed with me, and I was cleaned of it. So now they coming. What Troy at? You Troy? Are you the one I'm looking for? And then you can just go ahead and do what you got to do and then go back to work. Are y'all understanding me? Everybody say maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Come on, say it again, maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Come on, say it again, maintain the mystery. I want to read through it just so y'all know I'm not tripping. Luke chapter 2, no, that's the chapter 1. Verse 26, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth. You see that, right? To a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, to the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Verse 29, when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying, Cast to her mind, what manner of salutation should this be? And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, he shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Talking about his throne again. He's even talking political to Mary. Just so they'll know what's going on. Y'all get me? Just so they'll believe one thing so God can do what he got to do. It's a lot of times that he not got faith. The just shall live by what? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Why is it like that? Why does faith work like that? Why couldn't God just, you know, we said, God, just make it easy, God. Could you just made it just happen? Could you just made it like really? Why you got to make us go through all this? Why you got to make us have faith? Why you got to make us believe even though we don't see nothing? Because sometimes he's working on something that you don't understand. And if you really knew, you'd mess it up. Anybody ever messed up a surprise? I have, right? But if it was for you, and it'd have been great, but you keep asking all them doggone questions, and you want to be involved. You keep asking me, what y'all doing for my birthday? It's your, look, stop. Let somebody do something for you. And you mess up how grand a thing it could be. Now, I guarantee you that whatever you believe in God for, and whatever you're praying for, and whatever you've been confessing, God got a bigger plan than that.
Yeah.
I put exceeding abundantly above all that you. All right. I got to think how far I can think. And think about all the stuff I've been asking, and it's exceeding abundantly above all that. According to what? The power that worked well. You the mystery. Come on, say, I am the mystery. Say it again, I am the mystery. I'm going to say it again. I am the mystery. He'll reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Let me know the rest of that story. Amen. Go to Luke chapter 4. I got to show you a couple things. Don't jump to verse 18 just because y'all know that one by heart. So that's what you was going to do. Say, I am the mystery. Come on, say it again. Say, I am the mystery. Let me break it down why you the mystery real quick. Can I break it down without no deep dissertation? The fact that God saved you. Okay, by that response, I see that some of y'all thought y'all was good enough. Already, and that's on your body. I know. I know. I know I wasn't good enough. I know I'm right now. Y'all better answer me up in here before y'all, before I start calling y'all out and say, you know too. I'm starting pointing you know, Brother Mike, you know y'all, you know. You know the redemption. How are you made the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus? How is it that there's a God and a Father who loves you beyond you? How is it that it's a God that'll forgive you for everything? It's a mystery, partner. That's a mystery that you are able to be redeemed. Your redemption is a mystery. Now, some people lie. Some people track record a little longer than others, and some a little shorter than others, but it's still a mystery. If you got one thing on the track record, then and you're born with one thing on your track record, because of Adam and Eve, that's a mystery that I can be made the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Oh, it is a living, you are a walking, living mystery and miracle.
Yes.
But you don't know that. You don't know that. Say, I am the mystery. I'm going to say it. I am the mystery. Say it again. Say, I am the mystery. See, we're forfeiting our power because we're looking for mysteries. Yeah. Low here, low there. And you're walking, the fact that you are saved right now is the most powerful thing that could have ever happened to you.
True.
There is no miracle that you're going to do outside of that that's more powerful than the miracle that you are. Now, if you really knew that, then your walk would be a little different. Your process would be a little different. And your ministry, listen to me, I'm not talking about staying on the pulpit. When I say ministry, ministry simply means to pass something out, to administer. So now when you start to administer power, it'll be more powerful because you know, I couldn't do this on my own, no way.
Exactly. Glory to
God. Are y'all understanding me? Come on, say, I am the mystery.
I am the mystery.
Come on, say, I am the mystery.
I am the mystery.
Oh, all right, so maintain the mystery. Everybody say, maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Hold on, say it again, say, maintain the mystery.
Maintain the mystery.
I'm going to say it again, say, maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
I'll tell you what I heard, and then it says, I am the mystery, right?
I am.
So I maintain the I am.
I am.
It might not be deep enough for you, and that's okay, but just write it down because I feel like it's deep. I maintain the I am on the inside of me. We're going to go back and listen to that one later.
Yeah.
I maintain the I am. I never allow myself to get to the point to where I'm just thinking about my last name or where I came from or my shortcomings. They don't really matter. I maintain the I am. The power is in me maintaining the I am on the inside of me. Maintenance, keeping up with it. Making sure it stays charged up. Making sure I know what's going on. I keep that thing in front of my face. I maintain the I am. Yeah. It's your power. Your power's not in your holler. Your power's not in your shout. And I know it feels good sometimes. So everybody scream out right now. Hallelujah, go swing. Hallelujah. I understand. So nobody's telling you can't do that. Okay? And if you do it in a random place, it seems kind of weird sometimes. I don't know what kind of response you're going to get in the middle of the bus and everybody in there telling you, hallelujah. Well, I don't know. Some people get up and move seats. I mean, maintain the mystery. Maintain the I am. I am the mystery. Come on, say it. I am the mystery.
I am the mystery.
Say, maintain the mystery.
Maintain the I am.
Yeah, Luke 4. The mystery was maintained they kept it. There wasn't even an announcement about Jesus, and it really was a low-key announcement because there wasn't a lot of people there. But it was 30 years. This boy born, and they knew who he was. Right? 30 years before he comes walking to see John the Baptist, for John the Baptist to baptize him. Are y'all seeing me? Everybody say, maintain the mystery.
Maintain the mystery.
So now he comes, and he's coming in, and John, you know, God bless John. John was born a little bit before Jesus, cousin. He's supposed to pave the way, and he did. But John is in the middle of preaching his message. When Jesus come walking, he said, you vipers. Sound a little bit like church, right? You vipers. I said, he going to purge the floor with y'all. He going to purge the floor. That's so strong. He going to purge the floor with y'all. He going to clean. He going to get all y'all out of here. That's what they thought. That's what they thought. And I guess the days were so evil, they thought it had to be another purging like Noah. Jesus come get baptized, and then he come preaching this message. You can read it on Matthew. He's going to preach this message. He starts saying, turn the other cheek. That sounds like a mystery to me.
Yeah.
Somebody ain't been slapped before. It sounds like a mystery to me. Show me the mystery of how to do that. They ask you to go a mile, go two with them. What? I don't want to go a mile. You talking about go a mile, then go another one, even if they don't want to go another one, I still want to go. If they sue you, you gone, I done lost you now. If they sue you for your coat, give them your cloak also. Sue you for your business, give them your house too. I ain't got the revelation, Father. I'm going to tell you what Jesus said. And he began to preach this message that's mysterious. Because that's mysterious. Because the normal thing we learn, he slap you, slap him back. If they, y'all, come on, y'all. Come back inside and say he hit you again. Go back outside. Better go outside and fight my cousin so many days, boy. Go back outside. Don't you come back inside until you win. Slap. Turn the other one. It's a mystery. And Jesus begins to preach this mysterious gospel. Parables were taught a certain way so I wouldn't divulge all the information to you. He who has ears to hear, he's talking mysterious. He's talking about a mystery. He's saying everybody can't hear this. This ain't for everybody, but there's a mystery in here if you can hear this. See, the whole situation was a mystery. So Jesus got baptized, right? And he baptized, and you know, the sky cracked open, and this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. He already pleased with him already.
Exactly.
We ain't started a day of ministry, but I'm already pleased with him. Amen. There's a revelation in there. Amen. I'm already pleased with him, right? You see, the Holy Spirit descending on like a dove. And he goes off. And it says, chapter 4, verse 1, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, wow, amen, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. You don't think he's going to lead you into the wilderness. You want him to lead you in the green pastures. Oh, leave me beside the still waters. For your name, say, yay, though I walk. Yeah, that's what you want. You let him in the wilderness.
Come on.
And being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he was afterward hungry. So now we don't know. It's 40 days he tempted him. Now we know this next part about the questions he's about to ask him, right? But there's some other things that he's doing to him in the wilderness to try to convince him that he's not who he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to watch this. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. He's I can imagine. You ever seen them police movies where they bring somebody in and they begin to question them? And they take them in the room and they start telling them a bunch of lying stuff. They tell them a bunch of stuff, but they're trying to get them to rat on the other guy, right? Or they tell them all the different kind of stuff, and they just pound them, just question them, just keep on questioning. I can imagine that this is what was going on, because the next part is the same way. So now he's tempted. Tempted to what? Tempted to give up the mystery. Come on, do you read your Bible? Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
He's tempted to give up the mystery that God has set in place already.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how I would be. Well, I kind of know how I would be, but I don't know how we would be if we knew that we was the one. I don't know. Do you know? You need to question yourself. You got to ask yourself, how would I be if I knew I was the one? You are the one. I'm going to tell you right now, but how you be acting, though? They tell people sometimes you got to be mindful when you get some money. You start acting funny when you get some money. Get some money in there, and you know, everything paid for. You can buy everybody in the room a car. You get to, sometimes, get to acting different.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes, why God said, I'm gonna just let that hold on for a little while, because I like them like they are.
Yep. That's good. Yep. That's good.
Yep. I don't like them acting funny. Yep.
That's good.
I don't like them being lazy.
Character.
Everybody say character.
Character.
I don't know if I'm the one. And from one until I could understand, until I'm 30, I've been knowing that I'm the one.
Wow.
I'm the one that's gonna finish all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I am the one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm the one that came here. I don't have a man as my daddy. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if I grow up thinking this, I don't know how I'm going to be. I might be a little biggity. I don't know if I can keep the mystery that long.
Wow.
Because I'm the one. What about you? Question. Could you lay hands on somebody and they get up from the dead and not tell nobody?
Nobody.
that's real. Nobody, don't tell nobody. I'm just asking. Could you lay hands on your mom and them?
Come on.
And they get delivered? And you just keep moving? Sometimes you might put your mama in danger because you keep running your mouth. Y'all listen to me well. Are y'all hearing me? If you hear me, say amen.
Amen.
If you didn't say amen, I don't care. You're going to hear me before I'm done. I'm not saying but could you do it? Jesus said, I'm going to read it in a minute. I'm going to read this first part, but I got to jump here because it goes right here with what I'm saying. But he said, I'm not going to speak to you much now. Because the enemy,
he ain't got nothing
well. He ain't got nothing in the mystery. He don't know the mystery, bro.
Right.
So I got to shut up, right? You go read your Bible, you go read in the gospel. There's plenty of times Jesus had to escape. He escaped. They got one place they tried to keep him. They said, come on, we want you to be our king. No, not me. And Jesus disappeared. There's a reason for his vibrato, right? Jesus was fully confident.
Yeah.
He knew exactly who he was. He knew it was nothing less. But he didn't need to tell you for you to get it. You want to be healed? Did you know I was Jesus? If you touch my hand. None of those. Go and sin no more. I saw he healed that boy at Bethesda at the pool because he was waiting for the angel to come stir him. He healed him and got out of there. The boy couldn't even tell the people he carried his mat, the Pharisees, the church people, the religious sites. Don't be carrying your mat on this Sunday. Man been sick for 38 years. What you mean? What you mean don't walk right now? What you mean go sit down? I've been sitting down for 38 years. I will not sit down. Well, who told you could take up your mat and walk? I'm this guy, man. This guy came up to me and told me, and he pulled the mystery out of me. Y'all, listen to me. Jesus was total enablement. He was always enabling the person that he came in contact. Thy faith has made you whole. He did not say, hey, you know what? I came in with the anointing of God on me and I bust the power of God all over. No, thy faith, your faith made you whole. Listen, there's a mystery on the inside of you.
Yes, it is. Yes.
That can get you up from here.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Don't wait for somebody to lay hands on you. And God bless laying hands because I understand it. But even when I lay hands on you, you know you feel the power? Anybody ever got hands laid on before? Right. You got hands laid on you. Did you know what was happening? You thought it was a transfer, but it was really a ciphering.
Yes.
Wow. Listen to me. See, really what was happening. See, really what's happening to you is there's a contact being made, Brother Richie. Listen to me. There's a contact being made on some power in you that's bringing it to another level that you didn't know was there.
Yes,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so now I need one greater than me that is more familiar with the power on the inside of them to lay their hands on me to bring me up to par. Are y'all understanding? I'll never forget. I know I got to go to the side. I'll never forget. I know these stories, left and right. And Apostle talking about when the Lord told him Brother Hagin was a spiritual father.
Right.
He said he was sitting up in the rafter. He said he could stop where he stopped and you could pick up right where he started preaching, right? He said, I've been teaching for so many years, right? He said, I give you the self same thing, right? And for years, listen, for years, Apostle was saying, well, I got Brother Hagin's anointing. And I understand, we understood what was going on, right? One day, and it's years after, one day the Holy Spirit said, no, listen, I gave you the self same anointing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't his anointing, it's my anointing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what God says, but I've given you the self same flow.
Yeah.
That type of flow, the way that flow goes, I gave you that same type of flow, but I needed you to put under somebody that was flowing in that to show you how to flow in that.
Yeah.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? So now, bow. It's not that there's a transfer being made. There's an upbringing. There's an increase being made on the inside of you. Are y'all understanding me? So every time that you see Jesus, whether he touch you or not, there's an upbringing.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm enabling you to be who you really are.
Yes, sir.
I'm enabling the mystery that you are. The works that I do, so you do also in greater works than these. God, go unto my Father. Every time I'm talking to you, I'm telling you who you are. And what you can do and what you can be. And you're more than what you're being right now. Listen to me. Listen to me right now while I'm standing right here. Listen to me right now while I'm standing right here. You are more than what you're being. You are so much more than what you're allowing yourself to be. You are worth so much more than you're counting yourself up as. But let the Holy Spirit and let Jesus, he's still talking. He hasn't stopped talking. He's still talking right now. And he's still telling you, greater is he that's in you. He's still telling you that the power is on the inside of
you.
He's enabling you. Go read the Gospels. Everything was an enablement. You're the mystery. But you got to maintain the mystery. You're the mystery. You're the mystery. Your faith. Speak to the mountain.
Come on.
Who got to speak to the mountain? God moved his mountain up. No. Mm-hmm. Jesus said that. Jesus said, he says, it's easier for me to say, take up thy bed and walk, or for me to say, thy sins be forgiven thee. Right? I ain't got time to go there. Is it easy for me to say, take up that bed and walk, or let thy sins forgive me? But that thou shalt know that the Son of Man, and he said that for a reason. He said that the Son of Man, because all y'all are son of. He could have been the one that didn't have to ever say Son of Man. He could walk, I'm the Son of God, I'm the Son of God, I'm the Son of God, I'm the Son of God. He said, no, that you know that the Son of Man can forgive sins. What he's trying to tell you is you too. Oh my God, y'all, listen. I can forgive sins. Quiet in the house, I love it. I can forgive sins. We don't know the concept of what forgiveness really is. Most of us think that, I studied this yesterday and it really hit me hard. Yesterday morning, I woke up real early and I didn't know I had to preach, but thank God. Amen, God, thank God, God know, right? But most of the time, you want to forgive somebody so you feel better. You that's the truth, ain't it, y'all?
Yeah.
Amen. Come on, whether it feel good or not, just say amen.
Amen.
You know, you want to forgive somebody, and you think forgiveness is about feelings. You think forgiveness is about your emotions. Which ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Oh, I done shook y'all up, huh? Y'all thought y'all really knew. I forgave them yesterday. No, you didn't. Look at the word forgive. Give in front of you. Give for. Before, like give ahead. Forward, for. Give ahead. Like do something what's in front of you. Forgive. See, forgiveness of sins is really allowing the person to come out of the ailment that they're in. See, if somebody misuses you, or somebody's prejudiced, or somebody's doing something against you, there's an ailment. There's a lack of love somewhere. There's an ailment. There's a disease somewhere in there, and your forgiveness should free them from their disease. Whose sins you retain, they're retained. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Now, this is how the order goes. It says, whose sins you remit, it is remitted unto them. It said it just like this. Listen, whose sins you remit, it's remitted unto them. Right? But it says, whose sins you retain, it's retained. It ain't say retained unto them. You got it. But the remittance of sins, the forgiveness of sins, means that when I really forgive somebody, I should enable it to be free from the thing that I forgave them from. Y'all want to forgive and forget. We want to forgive and forget and move on. We don't want to be, no, that person needs freedom too.
Right.
How many times you needed freedom?
Amen.
How many times you need to be forgiven?
Right.
Our Lord, pray to God, hopefully somebody really forgave me so that I can be free from the thing that they forgave me of. That the Son of Man can forgive you of his sins. Then he says, take up your bed, rise up and walk. Then he says, go and sin no more. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? See, there's a deeper revelation of Jesus in there if you sit there with him for a minute. Right? If you stop relegating to just your Savior and just what he can do for you and just being something powerful that's part of religion and realize he is everything about you, then you begin to see those things. You begin to see and respect the mystery of yourself. Are y'all hearing me? Are you hearing me? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now right over here, I got to finish reading this in Luke. Luke 4, there's a couple other things I want to say to you. Luke 4, verse 3, and it says, the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, right? If you the Son of God. Because he didn't got wind of it too. Huh? Don't you think he wasn't sitting there trying to wait and see who the one? Don't you think he ain't got agents listening trying to see what you're talking about so I can stop you? I got these grand plans I'm about to do. He got some agents sitting there waiting. Just so he can be at the corner of that stoplight that you said you was going to do the plan on. Waiting on you. He already know what you're going to do because you've been yelling. Say, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone to me be bread. And he know that Jesus is hungry right now. Right? So it's the clincher right here. Now, he's been asking him a bunch of other questions for these 40 days and all this other stuff. He really been trying to get it out of him. And after 40 days and all this time, Jesus still ain't broke. After 40 days of interrogation, Jesus still said, see, sometimes you ain't got to say nothing. Just, you get to confess, hold on, shut up. Stop, shut up. Just, you said that. Ask Jesus, are you the Messiah? You said it. But he did let him know, you can't take me.
Yeah.
See, there's a mystery in that statement. Because
yeah.
There's a mystery in that move. Y'all see that? Yeah. That I got you, I'm beating you, I'm already taking you where I won't take you. And then he tell you, you can't take me, I gave myself up to you.
Yeah.
In their mind, they're like, well, we got you locked up, bro. We got you locked up. What you mean? We took you already, bro. What you mean you can't take me? But there's a mystery in that. He's trying to tell him something.
Yeah.
Trying to tell him something without diverging, without giving up the mystery. Hold on, you said that. Thou says it. Come on, you got to listen to me. Commanded the stone be made bread. And Jesus answered him and saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out, every word of God. Y'all see that? The devil take him up to the high mountain, show him in the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this power I will give thee, and the glory of them that is delivered to me, whomsoever I will give it. If thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Now, I don't know what you're going to do right there neither. I'm going to give you all that stuff you've been believing for. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou serve. Now he kept on hitting him with what was written. Because the devil knew it was written already. He kept on hitting him with what was written. Huh? He's still keeping the mystery. You don't think Jesus could have told him something else? You don't think Jesus could have turned up? Like we would have done? We'd have turned that stone into bread. We'd have turned into a donut. We'd have turned that stone. Listen, we'd have been fancy with it. Oh, you don't think you want bread? You want bread? I'm going to give you a full meal. In my name. Come on, y'all. Amen. Can I get a loud amen?
Amen.
And I got to find myself. I had to find myself. I don't know what I do with great power like that. I got great power like that. But if I had the access and my mind was access, I don't know. How would I function? Maybe I got to grow up some.
Yep. Come
Because I get to giving stuff to people that don't need stuff to be given to them because they got to know the mystery about who they are.
Yeah.
I get to enabling in people in their stuck. I'll begin to enable people in their stuck. Now, see, the worst thing that I would want to do for you is get you out of a stuck that you can fly out of.
Come on.
The day that, listen, the old statement says, some people say the Bible says this, but the Bible don't say this, right? But the old statement is, you give a man a fish, eat for a day, teach him how to fish, right? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thanks. Thanks, Holy Ghost. Thanks. Thanks. The Holy Ghost told me this, and I wrote down my notes, and I guess I wasn't going to get to it, but he fished. The Holy Ghost is, hey, man, everybody say thank you, Holy Ghost. He know how to segue through these messages. The Holy Ghost told me to tell you and to tell me, don't lose your lure. Don't lose your lure. When you lure somebody in, I got a puppy. Bella, little pretty puppy, right? But she's smart, German Shepherd, she's real smart. So she's figuring out how to maneuver around me when it's time to get in the cage. She duck her ears, she back up, she's quicker than me, so she juke me a couple times and hit around the corner. So I gotta get a little milk and lure her to where she need to be. And she just get the wagging her tail. I'm like, come on, baby, come on. Come on, I gotta get on, come on, baby. She come over there, whatever, then I catch her by that chain. And pop, okay, you know what time it is. And I got to lure her in, right? He says, don't lose your lure. Jesus told Peter, now I'm going to make you fishers of. Well, how do you fish? Even when we go fishing, Brother Ronnie said, be quiet. You be in the boat and say, stop all that talking. Shh. If you go with somebody that really fish, right? Shut up. Fish can hear you. I ain't never seen no fish with no ears. They can hear you. Shut up. Anybody? And then even inside of the lure, there's a hidden hook. You just throwing hooks in the water. Oh, I ain't getting on the hook. Would you get on the hook? Well, I gotta put bait on there. He said, don't lose your lure. And so, a lot of, thank God. You listen to me, Roger? That it's going to cometh to you.
Exactly.
See, they're going to come to you. Right? They're going to, Jesus never put out any flyers. He didn't tell disciples, y'all go in there and post these flyers up and tell them in Galilee, I'm on my way. He never sent, he was being who he was. And then the word spread and they started coming to Jesus. Without no major announcement. And some of them in the crowd didn't even know if he was the one or not. They were just like, I don't know if he the one or not, but he won. Something getting done. And he began to lure them in. Even when Jesus talked to them, he was luring them. He'd say different little stuff. They were like, what do you mean? But they keep following because they know it's like something there. And you go fishing down. You don't. Sometimes you gotta sit there. Patience. Ever been bass fishing before? Boy, and that thing hit that line. Bop! Woo! We going to work. Get the screaming, not praying tongues now. I shout out, Do all you want to do. Get the net. But before then, maintain the ministry. Right? You're strong. You ain't got to tell everybody how strong you are. Because somebody going to test your strength. And that day they test you, you might not be that strong. You're making battles for yourself that you don't need to have. Everybody say, maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Come on, say it again, maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
Come on, say it again, maintain the mystery.
Maintain.
It's the wisdom of God.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Amen. I can't finish that. Amen. Amen. Say this again. Say this one more time. We got a few more seconds. Say this again. Say, I am the mystery.
I am the mystery.
So I must maintain the mystery.
I must maintain.
And I must maintain the I am.
I
don't ever forget. I got this one take. Don't ever forget who you are. And the power that you are. Not that you have, but you are. Amen. Stand on your feet. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you solidify these things in our hearts and in our minds, and that we never be changed and we never be swayed. We never be swayed by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, and we never lose our understanding of who we are and the mystery of who we are on the inside. Holy Spirit, I ask that you unfold, that the eyes, yes, thanks, Holy Ghost, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know who we really are. And what you're hoping for when you called us to this earth. And what your plan was, and that we can fulfill this mission, this great commission, in the stealth of the Holy Ghost. That your ways be glorified above all else. That your plan be lifted up above all else. And we begin to do things, listen to me, the exact way that you called us to do them. Show us the ways, God. Show us the ways, Jesus. Show us the ways, Holy Ghost. And we'll follow those ways. Begin to be powerful in your name. We thank you so much. Come on, I'm going to say it. We thank you so much. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody help me. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you so much for making a mystery out of me. Thank you. I appreciate it. I thank you and I bless your name for it, God. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Us is in the aisles. If you need to offer an envelope, lift your hands. Let's see. And a pen. You know, as you're sowing, understand that that's a mystery too. What? Understand that's a mystery. That you can put a seed in the ground, let it be the old seed, and it goes in the ground and crack open and gives you this amazing thing that you never would have thought come out of that seed. That's a mystery. And it's hidden for a reason. You realize the seed don't grow until it's hidden in the dirt? Hey, don't y'all tell nobody I was preaching past my time because it's offering time, right? So, and this is offering scripture. But Luke 6:38, y'all know that? Who know what Luke 6:38 say? Give, and it said what? Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. So men give them to your bosom, right? Listen. And it goes on to say, for the same measure, means measure to you, right? But he listen to me well, and it's a mystery. He didn't have to say nothing else but give. The good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over is a product of the give. It's going to come if you just give. That comes out of the giving. That's that manifestation of the mystery. Right? We get so caught up on, just do that first one. Just be the mystery. You know it, not how. You get it? Man, we already won. We already won. Just gotta run the plays, man, and stop telling people. Hey, man, I'm gonna be quiet. Stop telling about everything you're gonna do when you get some money. When I get some money, Bama, shut up. Because you might not ever get nothing to keep talking like that. Don't be talking about, you the one talking, not me. But when I, stop. Just get money first. Just go ahead, let it come to you and then do what you're going to do. Everybody going to know. They going to know. They going to know you're real, you a real one. All right? Father, thank you for the mystery. We believe it, so as we sow it in faith. Without wavering at all, we know that when we sow these seeds, the harvest is going to come. It is already, we already won. It's already happened already. We're just playing our part in the mystery. So we thank you for it, God. We just bless you for it. We thank you ahead of time. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't nothing really lay them out like a good sucker punch. Like the one they don't see coming. Anybody ever been snuck before? You don't know what that mean. You chilling, I'm just cooling. That's the one, because you wasn't ready for it. Right? That's how you're going to be with life if you keep the mystery. As soon as that thing come up, that little problem come up, or that little diagnosis come up, whatever, just maintain your mystery and hit it blindsided. You'll knock it out in that one swing. If you maintain the mystery. Stop talking about how much you can fight. I can fight a good fight of faith. Shut up. Maintain the mystery. And when it's time to swing, Johnny, swing. Y'all got it?